have Heidi Heitkamp, Senator Heidi Heitkamp from North Dakota, join the Mike McFeely Show. Hello, Senator. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. I know we just have a couple of minutes here because you have to run for another meeting, but what the heck is going on here in terms of the flood insurance premiums, and why should we be really worried about this in North Dakota? And third question, what are we doing about it in Washington?
Well, the first question is Bitter Waters, which was a previous bill that tried to take a look at bringing more market conditions to flood insurance, was enacted. FEMA responded because they were told to make it, get rid of the subsidies and make it more market-based. And as a result, you saw a couple things happen. They started looking at the flood maps and more property ended up in the flood zone. And they started looking at exemptions like the basement exemption and whether they should eliminate that. And they started raising rates. And, you know, this has been a problem and recognized problem here from the very get-go when we started seeing these new rate increases. And so what happened is Senator Landrieu got on this right away, and we've been talking about this. In fact, introduced a bill in October to roll this back and basically put a moratorium on these new rate increases with the idea that a portion of the original bill was to take a look at affordability. And so that's where we are right now. And what I will tell folks that are very concerned about this is that we have 24 co-sponsors. Senator Hovind and I are among that group. We have a lot of momentum for this. We're looking for a standalone, or we're looking to attach this on anything that we think could actually move. I think there's great bicameral support, great bipartisan support, and that when we do this, it will be retroactive, which means that those rate increases that they're seeing as a result of this taking effect October 1 will basically be rolled back.
Well, isn't it worrisome if you're going to change the flood zones, like you mentioned, then wouldn't that put more homes in what would be defined as a floodplain, and then wouldn't that affect prices of homes and resale value and things like that?
Absolutely, and the uncertainty. I can tell you horror stories, absolute horror stories of what's happening across the country with this whole process, including some folks that we heard from in Grafton, and I used that example in the national press conference that we had when we rolled the original bill out. When we rolled it out, I think there was probably 8 or 9 or 10 co-sponsors, and now we're up to 24. And this is a huge problem. Continues to be a top priority here, you never like to promise anything, but I will tell you, of all the things we've been working on, it's got great momentum and great bipartisan bicameral support to freeze these rates.
Okay, I know you have to run in about 1 minute, so I'll just ask you a quick farm bill question. Where
sure.
do we stand on the farm bill in 1 minute?
You know, the chairwoman, Stabenow, remains very optimistic. I think some people obviously don't have her cheery disposition and tend to be more negative. And I mean Colin Peterson. No, I'm just giving him a hard time. Anyway, but I will tell you that I think that it really has come down to, you know, negotiating the commodities title and food security. I think everybody came to the table wanting a farm bill, which is a good thing. To say, because some people may not want a farm bill. We think that there's actually good faith going on, and I'm optimistic we're going to get it done by the end of the year.
Okay. It's 4:42 Central. I need to let you go at 4:42 Central. Thank you, Senator Heitkamp. I
Thank
appreciate
you.
It. Yep, you bet. Senator Heidi Heitkamp from the great state of North Dakota. Boy, that